Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
I'm your Huckleberry. Why do I not hear anything there, Roger? I'm your Huckleberry. That's what he said.
I can't hear you.
It is... It is 9:06. Had a little technical difficulty there. I guess the storms knocked us out for a second.
Yeah.
But we are back. We're here at the Haynes Home Center in Morrilton. That's 4 Davis Drive in the Davis Shopping Center. Brian Porterfield is the owner. They're doing great deals on Gravely's.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Listen, there's one going on right now that if you buy a Gravely within the next hour while we're here, you will get a free service, 4 of them for free. One a year, oil change, air filter, blade sharpening, and Jamie Daly, one of the nicest guys there is, will come to your house and cater 50 people free of charge.
And it is a legit,
it's catering, good grub, yeah. I'm taking some pork butt home to the wife.
And if you're in the area, stop by and get your free food all day today. That's one thing Brian's offering. We're getting ready to go to Will McIntyre, and we've got three guests. One who knows Will, and that is Mike Lee, who used to be the athletic director at Bryant when Will was playing. We'll mention that here in a second. He's joined by Trent Tipton, the AD at Morrilton, and Karen McNabb, who was the coach of the women's basketball team at Morrilton. They were the state runners-up, so we'll visit with them. But let's go ahead and check in with Will, because he's got business to take care of.
Will McIntyre, he's the diffuser. He's been fooling batters since his high school days at Bryant. When the Hogs are in a jam, who does DBH call on? The diffuser, Will McIntyre. Brought to you by Seth Boyd with Shelter Insurance. Give Seth a call today for all your insurance needs. 501-982-6465.
What an amazing open. The Diffuser, written by Steve Sullivan. He wanted to make sure to get that in
there.
That's
an award-winning
open. Thank you, Josh, for getting that done.
Yes. What a great writer.
look at Josh's comment. Good morning, Will. How are you doing, man? Will, are you there? Josh?
He's up.
Is Will there? Will, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Will, can you hear them or do you just hear me? Will, are you there?
This is a...
Hi, Josh.
Well-run...
All right, I'll call him back. Hang on.
Well-run, smooth organization that we are. This is what Brian gets when he pays to have us here. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good.
We've got... I mentioned Mike Lee, and you just said good morning. And we've got... And hold that mic up there.
Trent.
Trent, yes. Good morning, Trent. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Great to have you here. And we've got Karen McNabb here. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good.
The Morrilton trifecta.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you were at Bryant a few years ago when Will was there. And I guess he was a senior when you were the AD there, right?
Let's see.
Or maybe you had him all the years.
Yeah, I had him all the years. Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, a great young man.
He has great parents, just great family structure. Will was going to be a success. He was destined to be successful.
Yeah.
He has transcended as a pitcher, for sure. He was always good, always a strike thrower. But what he's accomplished and he has really overshot, in my opinion, his talent level. He's a dog on that mound.
He's a dog.
And we're proud of him.
That's coming from the devil dog.
You hear that, Josh? He's a dog. Maybe we need to put that in the
Not the diffuser. The dog. He's back on, by the way.
All right. Let's see if we can. Hey, Will, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey, there you go.
Sorry about that. Again, we're not always operating on all cylinders. Did you hear that Mike Lee was with us?
I did, yes.
So what do you remember? Did you call him Coach Lee or Mr. Lee back then?
Not really sure. It's been a while since I've talked to him, but he was our athletic director while we were there, and he'd always be at a bunch of our practices.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, back then, Roger, listen, I think, right, Mike, you guys were paying the players back then, even before NIL. I think if it was the case. I'm joking,
what'd you make back then, Will?
I'm joking. Will, listen, hey, I don't want to spend too much time looking back, but for the first time this year, you've had 2-3 games where things haven't gone perfectly for you. I just want to sort of see check in and see frustration. I see when you come off the mound, when you haven't had a good outing, it irritates you. I know you're a competitor, as Mike was just saying. What sort of your state of mind after these last two, three games where you haven't had what the kind of outings that you had previous throughout the rest of the season?
You just got to move on. The ball didn't really roll my way sometimes. You know, they had a ball sneak through here or there. And, yep. You know, I look on the bright side is I didn't really get, you know, smacked around the yard. So, you know, just a couple hits here and there. So just adjust, you know, refocus, you know, adjust where I'm throwing, you know, and that's about it.
You know, it was part of the problem with that. You've been so dominant. I mean, you've had such a high standard throughout the year, which is almost unsustainable. You figured sooner or later you would have those kind of things happen. And so, again, I would see you walk off the mound and thinking, you know, I know that that's irritating because you're a competitor and you want to win every time you're out there. But I think that's the perfect attitude to take is to flush it and because you got to go back after the next trip and be your best. Now, you guys have Florida this weekend in Fayetteville. And Florida for years, listen, that's been a great baseball program, and you got now Jack Caglione, 6'4", 220. There's more to the team than Jack, but I just wanted to hear your comments on him, and he's having, obviously, for 2 years in a row, he's been one of the best in the country at hitting home runs. Talk about him as a player and what you guys will do as a staff to deal with him.
I mean, yeah, he's an incredible player. You watch him, you can just tell he's a big leaguer playing in college, and he's got some pop in that bat, and it'll be fun to match up with him. And we haven't really gone over a scouting report yet. That's the thing we'll do today. And I just think our pitcher's going to do a good job of just trying to limit damage from what I've seen. He does a really good job at damage, so we'll do a good job at trying to limit that.
Not a typical Florida team, Roger. They're normally ranked a top 10, top 5 kind of team. They're not playing as well as a team, but they will come in with really a lot of good players, a lot of good athletes. I did want to ask about Tuesday night. Did you make the trip? I did not get a chance to watch because we had a prior commitment. A great night at Dickie Stevens, you know, right at 10,000 people. You guys take care of business. But I know I heard that Hagen Smith, I know Justin and them talked to them. He did not make the trip. Were you down here in Little Rock the other night?
Oh, yeah. It's always fun coming back for that one. I get to see a bunch of my family and friends who don't always get to travel up to Baum, and then it's kind of cool. I always see some kids from Bryant who make the trip to the game, so it's just cool getting to see all those guys.
Do they tell you, or do you know, like on a Tuesday night game, midweek game, that, hey, we don't want to use you Tuesday night, so, you know, you know you're not going to play, or do you always in the back of your mind saying there might be a chance that I have a chance to throw a few pitches?
They always like tell us like, hey, we'll use you in this situation if it pops up, but if not, you shouldn't be throwing today. So I don't remember the situation. I think the situation for me to throw this midweek would have been like extra innings. So we usually know when we're throwing. We'll do a good job of telling us when we would come in.
We're visiting Will McIntyre, brought to you by Seth Boyd of Shelter Insurance. I was going to ask, since we've got Mike Lee here. You know, we were saying the other day, because we were in Saline County yesterday at the Coal Community Federal Credit Union, the Saline County baseball, and Brian in particular, in the state championships, and, well, you know, the program Will came
it's
out
of. It's baseball you.
Yeah, Mike, you know, you look at some of these players like Will McIntyre and think, you know, a lot of the success in Fayetteville is due to a lot of success in Brian and even Benton.
For sure, Brian has a long history of championships, winning baseball. Kirk Bach got that going off the ground. I think he won 5, I believe, and now his son Garrett is at the helm at Bryant, and he's a fabulous young baseball coach. And you're right, people like Will, Blaine Knight, Evan Lee, those guys have come through there, and they've made their mark on baseball in the state of Arkansas for sure.
Will, how many state championships did you win at Bryant when you were there? I should know that.
I was a part of one my freshman year, and I wasn't fortunate enough to be a part of any others, but we had a good run there, and it's always just a good program, and that program's always going to be competitive.
You know, I dated at the time, Roger. I was dating a young lady who had a son.
I remember
playing
that
baseball
date.
And now, listen, I love Kirk. Kirk is equally a good football coach as he is a baseball. He won the high school Brawls Award. But let me tell you, I don't know, Will, if this was the case when you were there, but my goodness, the practices would last from like 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, come on, yeah. Coach. Surely we can figure out a better way than to take 4 hours every day. This kid's got to study, but... Is that the way it was, Will, with these long 3 or 4 hour practices? It worked. Hey, I can't take away the results because it did work, but did you guys have those kind of practice hours when you were there?
Yeah, you know, we did, but I've come to really appreciate those practices, you know, in the moment.
Yes.
In the moment, I just really enjoy them, but looking back on them, one, it was fun. You built a little brotherhood down there. And then, two, we went over just every little thing you can do in baseball and, like, the discipline and the and just, like, learning the little things about baseball. And they all build upon each other, and they build a character about you, and you build a little grit and teach you how to work hard. And not every day is going to be easy. And so it teaches you, it's more about life than anything. It's a grind, but it was worth it.
Boy, you can't have a better endorsement than that. Kirk Buck said, take that, Basil. Shut it.
That's exactly right.
Hey, well, Will, thanks for jumping on with us. Get after those Gators this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
All right, go Hogs.
Good to hear from you, Will.
That's Will McIntyre.
Don't forget what Will's doing, strikeout for a cause. You know,
that's right.
Donating
$5
bucks to Carta for that. Go to pledgeit.org and you can help him out. He's just under 10 grand right now with what he's doing, giving back $5 strikeout. So help out.
He's brought to you by Seth Boyd's Shelter Insurance. And he's you know, it's rough. He's had three straight games where he's been chased out. And you see him walking off the mound, and you can tell he's here. But listen, I love his attitude. You know, he's irritated, but hey, got to flush it. Got to come back and be just as competitive the next time. So if you just joined the show, Trent Tipton, the AD of Morrilton, Mike Lee, the head baseball coach at Morrilton, and Karen McNabb, state runner-up. I did want to ask real quick, Karen, state championship game. You didn't get it done, but that was your first time to be there as a player or coach in high school. Does that just make you so much more hungry? Because you've been to semifinals and all that, but to get there and not quite pull it off?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the goal for every athlete and coach, I think. Ultimately, you want to get to the championship game. But it was a fun ride. It was a good time. Kids were great. But, yeah, absolutely, that's our goal every year.
But, Roger, she goes, excuse me, by the way, 2 national championships I have.
Right? Yeah, well, because you posed the question. Now, you didn't win in a natty.
She goes, yes, I did. I won 2.
Yeah, that's right.
Under Joe Foley at Arkansas Tech.
That's right.
And Joe Foley, I'm sure, was there Friday night, IMC, the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. And Carla Crowder.
Yes.
Now, what was your connection with Carla?
She coached me in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade.
How cool is that?
And then she worked for me for 2 years.
No way.
At Morrilton. Yes.
She's as tough as nails.
She is.
Roger,
absolutely.
You don't want any part of Carla Crowder.
Do
and she was at Bryant.
You don't want any part of her either.
Yeah. I can tell. Yeah. Now, she was at Bryant, right? Carla won 3 state championships at Bryant and one at Cabot, I believe. And obviously, Trent, obviously, you're the Hunter Yurecek of Arkansas. You're having all these great coaches.
What's that like?
We don't pay quite as well as Arkansas.
Right.
But, you know, Mike and I have been great friends for many years. He coached football here in the early 2000s.
I didn't know that.
With Chris Hill, and they went to the state finals in 05, I believe.
That's right.
Had a rough call. We should have beat Greenwood that year, but we won't hold that against them. But he's a great coach, and, you know, he's been AD, and I've been AD here for several years.
Does he look over your shoulder? It just says that's not the way I would do it.
Absolutely not. I don't think he wants any part
of
the
troublemaker.
We're excited to have Mike, and obviously excited to have Karen. She's been here since 2011. You know, we have had really good stability with our head coaches here, and it makes it nice.
I am so mad at myself,
and you should be.
It just hit me. We should be ashamed, and you know what? I should be ashamed. Number one, the most. You should be right under me because we kept trying to think. I said. What was it we've been talking about? Morrilton's. We had a show somewhere. Somebody said, was it in Conway? No.
So wait a minute. Wasn't
you're
the Conway show?
You're not going to get it.
Maybe I will.
And Josh, you weren't paying attention either.
Don't put me
Watch
down.
Watch this. I mentioned Devil Dogs. And we just happened to be at a show. We don't need to say the sponsor because it's a little bit of competition here between the two. There were one Devil Dog that played here and played with me at Arkansas. I completely forgot. Steve Ortman. Steve, that was the Marlton connection. We were just talking
about. Did that just come to you?
It did. It's just like, oh my gosh, I was thinking about players. Now, you talk about sponsor collusion and collusion of folks we know. You're from Dardanelle, right?
That's correct.
You're from Dardanelle. So
Dardanelle, Yale County.
You know the Stokes family. You know John Daly and then Jamie and the gang.
They passed each other.
Yes.
While he's going to work, they're going home.
And then for you, Karen, you played high school ball.
At Atkins,
and that's, you remember Charlie Sorrells? You remember Charlie? Yeah. Sure. Listen, when you've been around long enough, everybody knows everybody. And the crazy thing about you, Mike, is that you were the AD at Bryant. You were supposed to be out of sports. You come to Marlton to be what? What was the title?
I signed on as maintenance director.
Director, the Mike Lee.
You know what? He wanted to be under the radar?
Yeah.
How long are you in town and all of a sudden something happens? Right? How long did that happen?
Well, right after I signed on here, July 1, well, actually right before that, Matt Long, who was the baseball coach here at Marlton, he got out of education and got busy doing his own thing. And we had an opening as head baseball coach, and we went through an interview process, ended up settling on a guy, hired a guy, and then, it unraveled for reasons that were unexpected. However, it unraveled
I'll do it.
Well,
I mean, hey, I'm here.
Sean Halbrook is the superintendent here, and he and I have worked together in the past coaching football at Harrison, and I've known Sean forever. And, you know, we were in a tight spot. Our kids, our baseball kids are wonderful. The parents of our baseball kids are wonderful. And Coach Halbrook walked in my office about 6 o'clock in the morning, sat down, we visited. He asked me if I'd be interested in taking the job, and I said, I got to go home and talk to my wife.
What did your wife say? You should,
I said,
just when I thought you were out, they pull you back in.
And so, actually, Coach Albrook told me, he said, you need to go talk to Katrina. So I got in the truck and went home, and we visited on it, and here we are.
You still have the fire.
You have the fire. You were talking about practice at Bryant, and I thought you were talking about practice at Marlton.
Oh, so you're the same guy. You're just like Kirk.
Coach McNabb is a parent. Her son plays for Mike. So
Mike, it's 9 o'clock. Let's go. We need the boys home.
And Kirk calls me, and he's telling about Mike getting on him for practicing too much, and he wants me to get on Mike now.
I tell you, I used to go, I said, where's your boy? He said, he's still at practice. That Kirk Buck! Come on, it's 9 o'clock, Kirk. Get that young man home. It's all good. I love what Will had to say there. Now, the other thing, too, interesting that people may not know, Josh, you may not know this, but Sydney Parlee, obviously we talked to her the other day, friend of the show, she's related to you because she's married to your son, Evan.
That's correct.
And Evan has been in the major leagues. Do you want to share what's going on with him, or would you rather
not share? No, okay. Evan, he was in the Washington Nationals organization this 7th year. Pitched in the big leagues.
Remember that?
Spent 4 or 5 weeks in the big leagues. Had a elbow flexor that really flared up on him, and it was what they call a flexor strain. And I'm like you or Coach Tipton or Coach McNabb. I'm like, son, it's a strain.
Yeah.
Well, I came to know the truth of a flexor strain. If you're a pitcher, it is really debilitating.
Yeah.
And he battled it for 2 years. Just wasn't himself. He needs knee surgery on his left knee. He was trying to gut through that. About 3 or 4 days ago, he called me, and we visited about an hour on it. And he's like, Dad, my body's not going to allow me to get back to the big leagues.
Yep.
And I said, son, if you're at peace with making this decision, and he said, Dad, I'm going to ask for my release. I'm tired of taking money.
Yeah.
I'm not myself. I'll never be myself again. He went in, did it the right way.
I guess Marlton has their new maintenance supervisor then?
Assistant supervisor.
Yeah. Assistant maintenance.
Well, good for him. A lot of guys never make it to the big leagues.
He
did that.
He did.
And then the other connection, in addition to, is Jordan Wicks.
Jordan Wicks is my son-in-law.
I mean, are you kidding me? Now, Josh, you know who Jordan Wicks is.
I know who Jordan Wicks is.
How about that? How crazy that you have two young men that have in the majors. And how Jordan played college ball at
K-State.
Right? Yeah. And there was what was their draft pick? What number was he?
He was 21st pick in the
overall,
country.
Number one. Yeah.
21.
And obviously with the Cubs is doing well.
Doing
and
very well.
How crazy is that? Baseball's in your blood.
Baseball is in my blood. Jordan is a tremendous young man, and I'm thrilled to death that he married my daughter Megan. And you've already mentioned Sydney.
Yeah, I love Sydney. She's
Sydney
great.
Is we call her Super, and we call her Super for a she's reason because yeah. she is a go getter.
She
and,
sure is.
My wife
her.
And I we counted as four of our we got four kids.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So we also have some wonderful friends.
Well, funny Sydney, and we mentioned Derek Broadner,
Derek Broniker.
Broniker. Mm-hmm. They represent Jack Caglione.
They do.
How crazy is that, Josh? Do. Another connection there of a guy who's obviously going to be a great major leaguer. By the way, Terry Connor Johnson, who runs the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, she mentioned Greg Flesher was a great basketball player for the Devil Dogs. Also, Billy Joe Murray, who was inducted in the Hall of Fame a few years ago, was a Devil Dog.
And we just... this past Saturday night honored the 1973 state champion Devil Dogs, and Greg and Billy Joe both played on that team, and they are that 72-73 football basketball tradition here in Morrilton runs very deep. They are a great ambassadors.
Who was a young man that was a DB? I'm just blank. I'm embarrassed. I'm just blank. I played with Steve Wortman. Came out of that class in 82-83. Golly, he played for the Razorbacks. I'm so mad. I'll think of him here in a second. Before we let you go, we got Trent Tipton, who's the AD at Morrilton. Mike Lee, head baseball coach, and Karen McNabb, who was a state runner-up in basketball this year. All right, Karen, gonna leave it with you now. I saw the other day where like Calipari got off the stage and shook hands with all the coaches. I don't know if you saw that. Very classy of him. Who has the biggest stroke at Morrilton in terms of coaching prowess or power? Is it you? Is it women's basketball, men's basketball, football, baseball? Who is it? Track?
I'd say it's a tie between my husband, football coach, and Mike Lee.
Okay. All right. You don't think you're right up there with him?
Oh, no.
No? You don't think so?
She
okay.
transcends it.
You know what? It's better to be the king maker than the king.
Well, listen, obviously you got a great reputation here, and obviously for Brian to invite you guys by, I presume you guys are cutting your football fields with Gravely. Is that right? If not, he's going to sell
it
for
yourself.
We mow our maintenance director uses Gravely for all of our school. We have AstroTurf, or.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think Brian would invite you guys up here if you were not customers, but he's a big supporter of the community.
That's
and
right.
We always love that. Seeing, Roger and I, we just get to talk about things. We're not out there doing the hard work like you guys are. And what you do is great, and your reputation is great in the community. Yeah. And I know y'all have a passion for it, and that's why you do it. So, but we appreciate you stopping by.
Sure do.
Yeah, plenty of breakfast.
Yeah, please help yourself.
I know.
Get some butt.
Hey, how about this? How about this? Go to the camera here. Look at that. You got swag.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Devil Dogs.
Nice.
And I mentioned before we let you go, I mentioned before in an earlier segment, have you guys ever been challenged about Devil Dogs? Because, we had the Red Devils be taken away at Jacksonville to the Titans. And have you ever guys had that before?
No one. I mean, it's for many years we were the only
Devil Dog
mascot in the nation. I recently found out there's another one somewhere in South Carolina, I believe.
A Devil Dog?
But we're proud to be Devil Dogs. We're proud of that mascot, and
right.
That's
right.
We are the Devil Dogs, mighty mighty Devil Dogs.
No,
that's not the cheer.
We'll work on.
Do you have a cheer for the Devil Dogs?
Well,
thank you, Josh. Thank you.
Just did it.
Is that it?
We have one now.
We're going to do it. We will do it. We will zoom it next season on the big scoreboard.
Well, great to have you guys. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for
congratulations
stopping
on your success.
Great seeing you.
Continued success. And we're fans here on Morning Mayhem.
Absolutely
so.
We are.
All right.
Thank y'all.
We will take a break and come back. It's 9:30. There's still plenty of food here. Not only for breakfast, all the way through lunch and after lunch. And we could have been to Jamie Daly and Jimmy Stewart there helping out. That's you, Roger.
That is me. Say whether
walk behind I like this. Is one of my favorites.
I know there's
so many tunes from.
It's because it's country. Listen,
he's a 9:30 or 40 a.m.
Join the Zone Friday at Oaklawn Hot Springs. Justin DJ will give you a preview of Saturday's running of the Oaklawn Handicap and much more. Friday starting at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Kansas Sports Center.
Two games in the NBA last night, including a big surprise. The Miami Heat get even with the Boston Celtics in game number two. It was 111-101. Tyler Hero was fantastic. He had 24 points and 14 assists on the night. The Heat were 23 for 43 from deep. That's 54%. That helped them overcome big nights from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to earn that series split. In game number two of the Thunder Pelican series, it was the Thunder 124, New Orleans 92, 33 points for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Three game threes coming up tonight, Cleveland-Orlando at 6 o'clock, New York and Philadelphia at 6:30, and then Denver and Los Angeles at 9. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz weather with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain showers and thunderstorms are likely today, but we're not expecting severe weather today. If the rain moves in, it keeps those temperatures pretty cool. We'll probably top out around 67 here in Little Rock with that 70% chance of rain. Much lower rain chance tonight, 20% chance. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialists, offering diagnostic, suspension, tires, maintenance, engine, transmission repair, and much more. When you need someone to service your fleet and get your employees back on the road quick, call 501-375-3672. Conveniently located at 901 East 8th Street in downtown Little Rock.
Roger Scott for Family Markets. Are you tired of the same old grocery store experience? Then it's time to switch things up and shop at the neighborhood Family Markets in Pangburn, Malvern, and Shannon Hills. Our stores offer a unique shopping experience where we know our customers by name and offer a wide selection of fresh, locally sourced meats and produce. And you can even grab you a hot cup of community coffee while you're there. On selected items, you can mix and match any five items for only $24.99. And if you're a Valero gasoline customer, store points on your Family Markets reward card and redeem them at the pump to lower your price per gallon at select stores. At your neighborhood Family Markets, we're committed to providing a personalized shopping experience that's focused on our customers. So come on down and see why we're the best choice for your grocery needs. With fresh food, great deals, and friendly service, we're sure you're going to love shopping at the neighborhood Family Markets. So come on, stop by today and check us out. We're the Family Markets, with stores located in Pangburn, Malvern, and Shannon Hills. The way grocery shopping is supposed to be. Family Markets.
Roger Scott for Gravely Moores. Working hard once again, making sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. By working hard, I mean, of course, I'm watching Bradley Owens mow it for me. Bradley, tell the good folks hello.
Well, hello.
That's enough right there, my good man. Pay attention, you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Moore home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Bradley, tell them where you can go get your very own Gravely Moore.
Well, you can...
I'll finish it for you at Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Hoco Turf in Roland.
Save on FN pistols with the Spring Into Savings Cash Rebate Program at Max Prairie Wings in Stuttgart. With the purchase of any new FNX 45 tactical pistol, you can claim a $150 rebate. Or purchase select new FN 509 tactical or Edge Series models and claim $125 in rebates. You can even purchase select FN 509 standard or MRD models to claim $100 in rebates. But hurry before time runs out. So make the short drive to Stuttgart today and visit Max Prairie Wings or click online at maxpw.com.
Luxury Pool is Spa in Conway and Roosevelt have great rebates going on now for your pool with Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. They also carry Serona Spa Chemicals and Frog Systems. That's what I use in my spa. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Tune in each week on Morning Mayhem as Bo Mattingly joins the guys and gives his behind-the-scenes look that he gets from his relationship with the University of Arkansas. Thanks to UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Are you kidding me?
Ron, you can sing along. You can sing it if you know it.
Will I need me a new mower? And I promise won't abuse it.
Won't abuse it.
To get my grass lower, not too hard to use it. Industrial, residential, zero turn gravely. Well, I need me a new mower.
Yeah, I still wish we had those ones. That's the one and only Roger Scott singing about Gravely, because we are here at a Gravely dealer, Haynes Home Center in Morrilton. Brian, thanks for having us here.
Hey, Brian.
Glad to have you out again.
Love having all the folks from Morrilton.
Yeah.
And then the athletic director, Trent Tipton. What did he just miss in there at the end? He was Danville.
Yeah.
Brad
Taylor.
And then, somebody mentioned that the Red Devils, there's a Red Devil.
Atkins.
They have not changed from Red Devils.
Atkins Red Devils.
I forgot about that, too.
No.
Got a few other things there, Rob.
Ask Mike Lee about his playing days in North Little Rock. That's too late. And here's another one. Trip Tempton, he played with state runner-up team at Dardanelle.
Yes.
In 88. They went 35-1. You've already mentioned his name.
Everybody seems to be connected.
That's it. Hadn't had a lot on there.
Yeah, so they call on you for when it's time to need something mowed in Morrilton.
Yeah, the school has bought several machines from us over the years. We try to support the school as much as we can, and the community, the schools, they support us back as much as they can.
Well, in a small town like this, and I say small town, I don't know what the difference is between any other town and all that. I know whether it was in Saline County, whether it be Benton and Bryant, when Big Red was in operation, and they supported every single school that they were, that they had a store in and all that, and they can do that. And that's a tremendous effort to have to do something like that. So for you to step up and do that, it's a tremendous load to help the schools out. They need something. You got to be able to do something. And then when you're helping the schools, you're helping me, the taxpayer, is what you're doing. So it all comes back around. And I know you could be hit up by, once your name is on one marquee that you're helping somebody, everybody's coming in your door after that. It can get tough sometimes.
I love the way watching them. They're selling more.
Look at them right there.
They're demonstrating, these three fellas.
Everybody can look around now. There's a demonstration he's done with the zero turn.
Because
look at these guys right there. These ain't punks.
I know,
it better work.
Yes, I have no idea what he's twisting there. Yes, these three guys know what he's twisting.
He's twisting down there. It's the
Josh,
deck.
Do we have anything to, do we need to give away anything today? Are we done for whatever we need to give away today?
We have things that we can give away.
All right, tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to throw another trivia out there. I mentioned this morning, now, Brian, you probably heard it too. Roger, Mary, you were shocked when you heard this stat.
Uh-huh.
If you were listening this morning, you know the answer. What do we have to give away, Josh? We're going to give something away now.
Page is loading. Let's see. We have got tickets to Heart. Are you all familiar with Heart?
Of course we are. Justin doesn't like them, but we do.
I don't know who they are.
Yes. Yeah.
And then also,
your grandparents do.
baseball. We had two baseball tickets to Sunday's game left from yesterday. We did not give away.
Okay, I tell you what. If you want to go to the game, Which day would it be? Florida and Florida in Arkansas. What day would it be, Josh?
Sunday.
Okay. If you want to go to that game, you want the tickets paid for, here's what I need to know. I mentioned it early in the show. The NFL draft is tonight. The Razorbacks have a pretty amazing streak going.
Your voice just changed.
And having a player drafted every
Weather Service in Little Rock has issued a flash flood warning for southwestern Faulkner County in central Arkansas, northeastern Perry County in central Arkansas, northern Pulaski County in central Arkansas until 11:30 a.m. At 9:38 a.m., Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Between 1 and 2 inches of rain have fallen. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are possible in the warned area. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Hazard: flash flooding caused by thunderstorms. Source: radar. Impact: flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Sherwood, Jacksonville, West Little Rock, Maumelle, Downtown Little Rock, Perryville, North Little Rock Airport, Little Rock Air Force Base, Mayflower, Argenta, Perry, Houston, Roland and Pulaski County, Pinnacle Mountain State Park, Morgan, Marche, Chenal Valley. Turn around. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Be aware of your surroundings and do not drive on flooded roads.
How many years in a row have the Razorbacks had at least one player taken in the NFL draft?
I know I heard this morning. I hope I can remember correctly. 28. Yeah.
28 is correct.
Oh, quiet bell. Exactly. Quiet bell for
scream
Kelly.
Scream as loud as you can right now, Kelly.
Quiet bell for Kelly.
Listen.
Woohoo!
Well, congratulations, Kelly. Hold on. Let Justin get all, or Josh get all your information.
Over those 28 years, thank Brian you. And Roger, how many players were actually drafted in the last 28 years? So think about the math. Do the math.
Okay, say what now?
In this past 28-year streak of having at least one player picked in the NFL draft,
right.
How many total players during that 28 years have been picked? I'm doing just like you with your trivia. I'm giving you the...
This is kind of a weird question. I'm not understanding it.
You got 28
42.
Straight years.
You know what?
What'd you say? 42.
Okay, what did you say? You know what? When you
he's
get,
got it. He's figured
I,
it out.
Yeah, when I give
he's
you a question, like, let me do what you do to me. Boo!
So 28, since 1995, how many players have been drafted in
the 28 draft? Years?
The 28 years.
Gotcha.
Since. What's the answer?
He said 42. Yep. I don't know if that's... I'm not going to play off of that whatsoever. I'll say 28. You've had a couple of years with at least two. I'll say 51.
The answer is 80. And wow. I'd be curious, Josh, if we could somehow add up the number of the number of players Alabama has had drafted
in that 28-year
period.
In that
or
span.
Sorry, I was on the phone. What'd you say?
I said there are 80 players that have been drafted by NFL teams in the past, that 28-year streak. I'd like to compare that, you know, in ballpark to what LSU or Alabama has had during that same 28-year period, or in the last 25 years.
Reason we went to the phones and no one was there, we were in a weather alert. Must have been an EAS or something.
Oh,
that
way.
So that's what some people...
Poor Ben.
I feel bad for Ben.
Sorry, Ben. Ben comes back and we know it's really Ben, we'll give him something. But yes. Kelly was the beneficiary of that storm.
If Ben wants to see Hart with Ben. Cheap Trick at Simmons Bank on October 12th, call back, Ben. We'll give you an easy question.
Simmons Bank Arena.
Yeah, yes. Obviously.
They're not playing at the bank.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
What branch are they playing?
Ben.
Well, I got one number for you.
That was ridiculous.
From 2012 to 2021, 90 Alabama players were drafted.
So that's just in 11 years? Is that right? 2010 to 2011?
Alabama players were drafted from 2012 to 2021. There were 90.
So how many years is that? 12, 9? Is that 9 years? Is that right? Do the math. Or 10 years?
Big
how you count that. So they did how many?
90.
90 in 9 years. We did 80 in 28. So that gives you a perspective pretty quick. In a decade, they did as many as we had in almost 30 years.
I bet what you said was ridiculous, Joshua.
Oh, you just whatever we were saying.
The Baz's Simmons Bank correction. I really appreciated that.
Listen,
man.
You correct me. I would never
correct you on something as trivial. Okay.
Simmons Bank
has hosted a concert.
It's Simmons Arena.
You're gonna go see Nickelback at your local Simmons Bank branch? Come on.
Who empowered him?
Okay.
Oh my God. You know what? Excuse me, Josh. Just for 1 second. Carolyn, you were right.
Michael Marion, if I upset you, I'm sorry.
No,
to Baz, I will not apologize for that.
Wow.
Hey, I want to hit a couple birthdays here real quick, too. Jerry Lieber, Roger, tell Brian who Jerry Lieber is.
Jerry Lieber is the brains behind
Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, Stand By Me on Broadway. He and Mike Stoller did all the Elvis major hits.
And Elvis even did a little Never Been to Spain.
Having a birthday today also, I'm going to see if you get this one because your wife may know. Lynn Goodman.
Lynn Goodman.
Lynn Goodman.
Huh?
If you watch Dancing with the Stars, he was the old curmudgeon.
He was the old guy who's no longer around there. I love it. Give me a minute. He was the other guy. What was the other guy's name?
He was...
Carrie Ann Inaba.
Yeah, Ken Aminaba.
Lynn Goodman.
Yeah, and the other guy.
And the flamboyant one.
Yeah, the flamboyant. But Lynn Goodman was sort of the old guy.
No, he was not sort of. He was.
He was.
He was the old guy.
I mentioned Talia Shire, who was in Godfather Rocky.
Big fan.
We love her. How about Hank Azaria?
Yeah, big Hank.
So, what is the movie that we know him best
Hank
for?
Azaria.
Okay, Polly? Birdcage.
Birdcage.
Not at the museum. I love him in that.
Museum, yeah. Birdcage.
Is that where?
He was fantastic in Birdcage.
If you Google it, you'll recognize it.
Who's his ex-wife?
Mrs. Azaria.
I'll give you a hint. Her name rhymes with Kellen Hunt.
Wow, you better be careful with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Kellen Hunt, forget it. Yes, never mind. Kellen Hunt.
He's also in Heat, Baz.
We have more food coming in.
Oh, thank you. He is in Heat.
Oh, no,
yeah.
He, wait a minute.
He plays slime ball.
He's the guy. He's the guy that Ashley Judd's seeing in Heat when
he's slime ball.
No, no. You guys are missing out the lead on this. I know Acre's probably screaming. He's the main guy, Brockmire. He's the Brockmire.
I haven't seen Brockmire.
It's been a while. Josh, you would love Brockmire. You would love that. Speaking of Brockmire, who was a play-by-play guy, Joe Buck's birthday is today.
That's the best.
Joey Buck. What do we got there being delivered there, Brian?
I've got more barbecue.
More barbecue.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. You should not, if you're in the Morrilton area, you should not pay a dime for food today. Come by here.
Come by and check out everything that they got going on, man.
Yeah,
have we sold a mower yet?
Across the street from us.
Have we sold a mower yet, Brian?
Yeah, we got it. He said no. Not yet.
No mower yet?
We got to call and put the pressure on.
No mower yet?
No mower yet.
Yeah, we got 15 minutes. All right, we'll come back, wrap things up. 9:45 here in Morning Mayhem.
Do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
Hey, it's David Basil for Simmons Bank. You've heard me say over and over again how much I love being a Simmons Bank customer and learning about their amazing success story, starting with one little Pine Bluff bank in 1903 and now celebrating their 120th banking birthday. They have become one of the fastest growing banks in America. 120 years in banking, that's a ton of experience. The reason Simmons Bank has been around for 12 decades is because they have a track record of helping people turn their goals into plans. And that's worth repeating. Simmons Bank knows how to help their customers turn their goals into plans. And they're ready to talk to you now, but first, they'll listen. Simmons Bank will guide you at every step. No matter what's next in your life, Simmons Bank wants to make financing the easiest decision you make. A personal loan from Simmons Bank could be the solution you need for large purchases like home improvement projects, wedding expenses, vacations, emergency expenses, or an automobile, boat, or RV purchase. Don't wait any longer. Let Simmons Bank help change your financial life.
Are you looking for a dealership to have your back? It's your lucky day. Hubbard Power Sports Can-Am and Sea-Doo of Russellville is your one-stop shop for all things power sports and marine. Our family-owned and operated dealership is celebrating 24 years in business this summer. From our Can-Am and Sea-Doo certified service technicians to our highly knowledgeable sales team, we take pride in how well we take care of our customers. On the road, on the water, or in the trails, we've not only got the ride, but the service for you. Stop by and see us in Russellville or check us out on Facebook today. See our current inventory at hubbardpowersports.com.
Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing, returns this Thursday at 7. Tap Time is Little Rock's premier radio show for beer lovers by beer lovers. Tap Time Thursday from 7 till 8 on 103.7 The Buzz, live from the Edwards Food Giant Studios.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
See Shelter agents Richard Yeager or Jason Daly in Little Rock or agent Lawrence Forrester in Cabot today.
Tune in each day to Drive Time Sports to hear Trey Biddy talk all things Razorbacks. Brought to you by Chris Crane Hyundai, Arkansas's number one Hyundai dealer, and Genesis of Conway, Arkansas's only Genesis dealer. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's going on, everyone? DJ Williams here with The Buzz, and we got a great show for you tomorrow. Justin's going to be in Hot Springs, but we'll be back in Little Rock, so we're going to divide and conquer. It's going to be great. We got your Red Right support thanks to our friends at Southern Structural Solutions. Dr. Lawrence O'Malley from UAMS. Everybody got some creaks, some pain, some aches. Don't worry about it. He's going to tell you exactly what you need to do to go ahead and get rid of them. And Mayor Frank Scott Jr. is going to join The Zone. Make sure you tune in, 10 a.m., The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Do you recycle? Sure you do. Or you'd like to. Recycling is easy because you don't have to separate recyclable material. We'll do that for you. Just throw it in the cart. Loose. No bagging. To do recycling right, you need to know what should go in your cart and what shouldn't. To learn more, go to mydoright.com. At mydoright.com, we'll show you how to do recycling right. Do right and do it the right way.
Tickets are on sale now for the 20th annual Double B's BuzzBQ, May 11th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Go to buzzbq.com to get yours. Sample lots of great barbecue and visit with your favorite Buzz personalities. It's the 20th annual Double B's BuzzBQ, sponsored by Michelob Ultra, Gravely Mowers, Oaklawn Hot Springs, Tito's Handmade Vodka, Lion Legal, Jez Camper Rental, and LRS, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Arkansas and North Louisiana.
This is Miss Arkansas, Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Honey, I'm heading outside. Yep, it's that time of year again. I don't know when I'll be back. It may take me all day long. I cut my grass in the morning. Sometimes it's afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Or even if it's the evening, I'm torn when I'm all through. There's nothing like the smell, every man can tell. Ring that bell, cause the yard is all done. Mowing grass with my Gravely. My Gravely makes mowing fun.
The great Roger Scott.
Sure do.
Thank you, Dave. Amazing songs.
Oh, I'm not a coach or an AD, and I can't take apart a Gravely mower and put it back together.
But what a talent you are.
But when I do that, I mean, I'm telling you.
It's got some great food here. Yeah, I mean, my gosh, you said Waffle House. We got donuts, and we've got...
This is GC's Barbecue. He's basically across the street from us.
He's got
a food truck. Really good barbecue in town. And then we got Jamie back here that... should have a restaurant. He could. He just supports the community. And, again, it's just we've helped him with a couple of his fundraisers and different things. And when we scheduled this, I mean, he was the first call.
He called and said, hey,
don't worry about food. We're cooking.
He loves to be at BuzzBQ.
I think he's been almost every year we've done it at BuzzBQ. This is year 20, which is coming up right around the corner, Roger. Tomorrow we'll be at Frank Fletcher's place. Yeah. They have got some kind of fantasy fashion. No, that's right. Some kind of deals at Fletcher's. Yeah. So if you're thinking about getting a vehicle, now is the time
General
to do
Love,
it.
Yeah.
Roger, I looked at...
They're swapping cars, too, thanks to Andy Kimbrell.
I am, too.
Are you really?
I am. I looked at here, Brian, and I was noticing that you had a magazine over here on one of your tables. And I just want to say, I just want you and Roger to see what this says here. What does it say, Roger?
It says, AY About You, The Man Issue.
So that's the cover. So let me move my hand. Who's on the cover?
Oh, there he is.
Man. With my mom.
Oh, sweet.
I'll show that
that's
on
good
there.
That's good sweet.
Yeah, that's a great picture of my mom.
That's a great picture. It's a great picture of both of you. We love you both. And she's listening right now. And
that conversation that we had the other day, she was absolutely right.
thanks for being with us, everybody. We appreciate it. We'll be joined by Justin Acri and DJ Williams here in just a minute.
Yeah, sorry for the issues on the cameras early. Sorry for the phone. We couldn't stop that.
I think we got it done.
I think so. Thank you. We're walking out of here with a couple of steel chainsaws.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. We love that.
That is going to be awesome. Folks, you ought to see the one that I've got. Basil has got a full length. What size is that blade that Basil has? What is that one?
That one was 20 inch.
That's a 20 inch, and mine is? To scale. It is to scale. So, but that's what it is, Brian. We appreciate that very much. I love the skill product.
We can call it six.
It's another year in the books. We appreciate being here, and always good to see you. And congratulations. It's officially
success.
All yours.
Thank you. We look forward to having y'all out each year. Want to remind everyone, we still got 0% on Gravely. We've got a mower to fit any size yard that you need to do. And we will...
5 minutes left to buy that mower today.
We will extend until...
midnight?
As long as we have food today.
Okay.
So we're feeding lunch, too. So you have through the lunch crowd. If you come in and buy a mower before we run out of food for lunch, we will do the 4 free services to cover the warranty years.
I sent a message to Scott Hamby. I asked Siri to do it. And let me see. I was looking to see why Scotty has not called me back. And here's the reason why.
He said because he didn't want to put it on the air.
No. Because here's the reason why. Because the message went to somebody by the name of Angela Angie Weedman Taylor. I don't know why Sarah sent my...
Oh, wow.
I don't know who that is. Wow. I don't know who that is, but that's who got the message. We'll see if he does that. Also, Bill Lawrence, little Bill Lawrence, whom we love, he says he is starting his 7th year with his Gravely lawnmower, and he mows 8 acres every 2 weeks. Bill bought his. Remember when we bought that?
They're very dependable.
Yep.
Let's check in with Justin Acri. Justin, good morning. How are you?
What's up, dudes?
Where are you guys? Listen, I know tonight you'll be with Roger at Mainline Sports
Bar.
Where are you today?
Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, buddy. You never know. I mean, tomorrow is promised to no man, and neither is trivia. So we'll see how it goes today, David, but let's keep our fingers crossed.
What a miracle
live radio is. You boys proved it again today. Good work. We're at the Hotel Hot Springs today. We're getting set for a big announcement next door in the convention center. They are announcing an arena league team that is coming to Roger Scott's hometown here. So
what?
I don't know if he wants Tim to Brown. Sign up to be the mascot, the play-by-play guy, the PA announcer, maybe the starting quarterback. But opportunities are going to be all over the place. Dr. O'Malley from UAMS, Mayor Scott's going to be with us. And we've got not only the guy that is in charge of the whole league, but we've got the commissioner as well. His name's Tim Brown. David, I know you got a chance to...
Great
when he was in town for the touchdown club a while back, and looking forward to having the Heisman Trophy winner in the house, and it's NFL draft day. We're going to break it all down for you coming up.
Got to come up with a name for the team. I don't think you have a team name yet for Rod Springs. Could be interesting.
Roger, gang name?
The Hudson Street Hobos.
Ho-hos.
It was a Hobos.
How about the Hot Springs Hobos? You think that'd be great? I don't know if that'd go.
I like Hot Springs Hobos. The Mob Town something, maybe Spa City.
The gangster.
Brian, thanks so much for having us, buddy.
Thanks for coming out. Look forward to next year.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate you.
The gangsters, he's right.
We'll be at Frank Fletcher tomorrow. Jamie, thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Jamie Daly.
All right, don't
we lost.
Hello, I'm the man they call Craig O'Neill. I'm 73 years old, been in broadcasting over 54 years, and I thought I'd seen everything until I visited Genesis of Conway. This is the newest luxury automotive dealer in Central Arkansas. And when they put me in their GV70, I swear I heard angels. Maybe that's why they have wings on the Genesis logo. Go see them or check them out online. GenesisofConway.com. The